Would you mind answering this question for Daniel, Susie? Daniel, hello.
Hello, hi, Dan.
Susie's here. What would you like to ask her about?
I would like to ask, basically, how do wounds heal? Like, when you apply petroleum jelly or Neosporin into the wound, I know, you know, on the microscopic level, there are molecules of that foreign material that would actually be inside your wound. I was kind of wondering how the body proceeds to heal. Does it actually go through the foreign material, or does it go around it, or at that point, is it already maybe evaporated out of the wound? I was kind of wondering.
Thanks, Daniel. It's a good question. I think the first thing to say is that the petroleum jelly itself has no medicinal effect, and it doesn't actually affect whether a blister forms, and it's not absorbed, so it doesn't get absorbed into the wound. But its effectiveness in wound healing is related to its sealing effect on cuts and burns. So what it does, it stops germs getting into the wound so it doesn't get infected, so it can heal more quickly. It also keeps the area supple. It prevents the skin's moisture from evaporating, so it stays nice and moist and supple, and it enables that area to heal without cracking. The really important thing about putting petroleum jelly on burns, for example, is that you mustn't put it on a fresh burn, because burns continue to damage the surrounding skin for some time because the heat continues after the initial burn occurs. And if you put Vaseline over the top of that, then it will actually trap the heat in and more damage will be done to the underlying skin. So it's essential that you wait until the burn has completely cooled down before sealing it.
And the other interesting thing about the way wounds heal has been discovered fairly recently, is they actually create an electric current into the wound, which was researchers in Aberdeen started measuring this. They put a wire in the root of a wound and a wire on the edge of the wound, and they could measure an electrical voltage difference between the two, and the cells flow down the potential difference, so they can sense the voltage and they move into the base of the wound from the margin of the wound where it's healing up. And because they're blebbing off from the side, if you do put a layer of petroleum jelly over the top, they're just going to go underneath it, aren't they, Susie?
Yeah, they are. They're not bothered whether it's there. It just gets in the way. They go around the edge of it. So it doesn't actually have much effect on the wound healing itself. It just enables it to happen.
So they basically know where they've got to go and they go there.
That's right.
Thank you.